Today we want to focus our thoughts on the theme of joy as we've lit over the last few weeks the candle of hope and the candle of peace, and today the candle of joy, reminding ourselves and being reminded that Christ came to bring hope and peace and joy, and the angels, of course, saying about the joy. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, a familiar passage we read often at Christmas season, but also Psalm 126. And so I invite you to read with me from those while you're turning. Two cowboys were talking together, and one had the great big old cowboy hat on, and his friend said to him, didn't you tell me that you used to hear music every time you put on your cowboy hat? And the other said, I sure did. And the friend said, well, how did you get it to stop? And he said, well, I removed my hat and took out the band. Okay, so I got a few chuckles out of that. In Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 11 and 12, excuse me, 10 and 11. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news, a great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Good news of great joy for all the people. Do we live in a weary world? I think sometimes the Christmas carols allude to that. Somehow long ago, I've been looking at some of them, and if you read, for example, it came upon a midnight clear, the third verse, it says, and ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. Or maybe you like that old holy night. The stars are brightly shining, and you get to that middle part where it says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. A theme seems to be often in some of the Christmas carols. Why are so often the joyful carols have that kind of weary tone to them? And it's probably because there's a weary world that we live in. Times that are sort of like this time. People in our day, in our time, are struggling with that weariness, and how many are waiting and anxious and wondering how long will this pandemic last, or how much longer will this disease or this cancer or this issue that we're facing. And sometimes people are struggling to have hope and to have peace and to have joy. When was the last time you laughed uncontrollably? You know, to where your sides hurt, or the smile that you had on your face was so prevalent for so long that your jaws kind of ached from the joy. Laughter is good medicine, so they say, and I believe that to be the case. And we need to laugh, and we need to enjoy the life that we have. There needs to be some joy. I heard a man complaining to the waiter. He called the waiter over and he said, why are there pennies in my soup? And the waiter responded in a whisper, well, you said you would stop eating here if there wasn't a change in the menu. Or there was the man who, at the funeral, approached the wife of his deceased friend and said, could I share a word with you? And she said, yes. And the man cleared his throat and he said, plethora. And she smiled appreciatively and said, "Thank you, that means a lot." We need to smile, even if they're groaners. And we need to laugh at ourselves sometimes, because there are times that we do really dumb things, or we fall flat on our face because of nobody else's fault but our own. There are times that people all around us do really dumb things. And sometimes if we were in somebody else's shoes, we would probably be filled with some laughter or some concern, at least as to why we did such a silly thing. In Psalm, now I've lost my Bible here. It's not that big a place. But there's a lot of stuff under there. So in Psalm 126, if you have your Bible with you, I think the words will be on the screen as well. But there's a psalm that's called the Psalm of Ascent. And in the Jewish history, they would travel to Jerusalem for some of the festivals, and the groups that would travel together as they were ascending the hill up to the temple of Jerusalem would sing those songs of going up, or the songs of ascent. And one was this Psalm 126. And it starts out with a kind of a hopeful sound. It says, "When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. It was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them.' The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." And so after the captivity, after the people of Jerusalem and the Israelites had been taken away to Babylon, and eventually, as they were there for that 70-some years, the Persians came and defeated the Babylonians, and then through Nehemiah and some of the stories of Ezra, you hear of the exiles that returned back to their homeland, and what a joyful and freeing kind of experience. But there's a sense here that the fortunes were not completely fulfilled, or that somehow the joys of that moment were short-lived. And as you read on in Psalm 126, it says, kind of a prayer, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of the Negev." And the Negev is that desert area south of Jerusalem where it's dry and dusty, except in the rainy season when the waters come and fill up those streams, and it sort of makes the land begin to grow and turn green, and there's a hope of harvest. And so he says, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." There's hope, joy. There's a sense of sadness, but there's also the hope and the promise. And so the psalmist here they sang as they were ascending, the hope that we still have. Lord, bring that hope and that joy, and help us as we go out with tears of sadness to find the joy. The angels over that stable in Bethlehem announced good news of great joy. Maybe it wasn't laughter, that side-splitting laughter, but I can't help but wonder if God wasn't at least smiling, if not laughing, when that king that was long expected showed up in a manger instead of in a palace or some great place. God must have in some ways had a sense of humor, saying, "I can have my son born wherever I wish, and I prefer a simple place to a grand spectacle." Besides laughter, there's other kind of joy. The joy of joyful experiences, for example. The joy of being a new parent or a new grandparent. Or the joy of seeing good things happen. And one of the things about the pandemic that I've noticed is that somehow, even in the hardest times, people are generous. And people are doing things that they might not normally do, giving away their stimulus check, or maybe they're going out of their way to help others or to provide food or clothing or some way to add some joy to other people's lives. And so the giving of money or the wrapping of toys or the ringing of the bell, and I've rung the bell, and it's fun just to see the smile on little children's faces as they put their money in the kettle. And somehow that sense that they're making a difference, that they're giving to somebody else, and there's a joy to that. Joy is that inner feeling that things are right, or there's some good things that are happening, that in the midst of the weariness, there are blessings. And I think there's a godly kind of joy, an inner joy, an inner satisfaction, if you would, but more than that, it doesn't always come with a winning smile, though often it does. But inside, there's a joy of knowing that God has done some amazing things that would cause the angels to sing. There's a joy that fills our soul when we invite Jesus to be our Savior. And I can still remember that feeling even 50-some years later when I gave my heart to Christ and invited Him to come in. And that day and that time after that, just that sense of being free and alive, and that God had done something in me. And the joy that caused the shepherds to say, let's go and see this great thing that the Lord has told us about. Or the joy that the Magi had as they watched the star and they followed, and as the star went before them, they began to rejoice because the Lord had guided them to see that Messiah. There's joys like that, and then there are simple joys, you know, like sunshine on a cloudy day, and you can probably hear that tune by the Temptations or whatever. The sun that comes out in the morning tomorrow, it'll be a sunny day, and we have that sense that sometimes, as John Denver sang it, the sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy. And there's a joy that comes from the simple things God does. Or maybe the rain on that dry and thirsty, barren land that somehow begins to refresh things. I was talking to my mother the other day on the phone, and she lives in an apartment down in Indianapolis with a sliding door, and the bird feeder hangs there above the sliding door, and so she sees the birds and watches them and sweeps off the patio. And as I was talking to her, I said, well, this is that kind of season when the birds are all kind of brown. And she said, yeah, and I have lots of sparrows. And I said, you probably get tired of the sparrows, don't you? And she said, no, I kind of like the sparrows. She said, they remind me of the promise of God. And the promise is that not even one sparrow will fall to the ground, but the Heavenly Father knows it. And somehow God provides for ordinary birds. And after all, sometimes we're kind of like ordinary birds. You know, we're just plain ordinary brown in some ways. And God has provided for us ordinary birds to have everlasting life. And He's provided for us ordinary birds to have the Holy Spirit who lives in us and guides us and helps us through the struggles. God has made it possible for ordinary birds to pray to the Creator of the universe and say, Our Father. Behold, I bring good news of great joy, sang the angels. And He said, this joy is to all the people, even the ordinary folks of life. That joy of the angels was a contagious kind of joy, and it made the shepherds want to go and see, and it must have been one of those life-changing things that they would remember all their lives. The angels went away, but the shepherds went to see what happened. Joy, it's often contagious. And Luke writes, and he tells us that after the shepherds went back away, that Mary continued to ponder these things in her heart. And what a day What an experience, what a memory she must have carried all her life. The joy of the Lord. People need joy. We love being in happy places and joyful places, and we love being around people that are laughing, and somehow the laughter of children or the smile on the face of a grandfather as he's hugging that little granddaughter, or the joy that we see in the smile of a child as they put their coins or their dollar in the bucket. That joyful experience is something that we need, that godly kind of joy, that new day kind of joy that's going to happen in the future, in the morning, after the darkness. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 30, verse 5, "His anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." It has been a long night for a lot of folks. Weeping and death and despair and discouragement and the COVID-19 going on for 10 months or longer, and people are tired and they just want to get on and let's get something back to normal, but the war isn't over, the fighting isn't done. And yet there's the joy of knowing that God's at work, even in this time, and that there is a victory around the corner somewhere. God will get us through this, and then there will be celebrations and family reunions. And back in the midst of the Civil War, the composer came up with that song that you've sung, "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, Hurrah, Hurrah." The men will shout, and the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay, happy when Johnny comes marching home. The celebration, when the victory comes, when the sun comes out, when the war changes, when the battle is over, and that victory, there's a new day dawning, a hopeful day dawning, a joyful day. And the angels sang of that kind of joy. We have a glimpse of it here, a little bit of it here on earth, and the angels sang about it, a hopeful anticipation, a new day that's promised, but there's a joy still to come. And so the psalmist said, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like the streams in the desert." He who goes out weeping, carrying his bag of seed, will come home rejoicing with the harvest. That godly kind of joy is the kind that's there after the angels have gone away. And after the Christmas presents have all been opened and the decorations are put away, and it's sort of that gloomy season when it's dark and cold, there's a joy still there, a joy that God has done something. God has invaded our planet. God has been at work. And then that joy that knows there's a hope to come. When's the last time you heard good news of great joy? Well, I have some. The same good news that you've heard so many times, the one that the angels sang about, is still at work. And he's still saving and loving and healing and giving hope and peace. The angels went away, but the joy is still to be found. The joy of knowing Jesus, and the joy that knows that he came and that he changed our world, and that things will change. The world will not always be like this. There's a new day to dawn, a new hope and a new resurrection to come. And so as we worship today, I want to remind you that Jesus came with good news. And I think he comes even today with that good news of great joy. And the joy that we have of knowing Jesus as Savior is something that we can share with others. People need joy, especially right now. They need some hope and some peace, but especially that joy. And what a shame if those of us who are infected with joy aren't a little bit contagious in that way, at least. And so why not share the joy? Why not be one who shares some good things as well as the fearful things? So today I want to invite you, take hold of the joy that Jesus brings, the kind of joy that lasts after the angels have gone away and maybe things have sort of returned to normal, the kind of joy that celebrates knowing that God has been at work and he's still at work in this world. Even in the wars and the pandemics and the dark nights, there's a joy that comes in the morning. Take hold of that joy by faith. Trust your Savior, because he came to save ordinary birds like us and declare that our Heavenly Father knows us even more than we can imagine. And so as you go through this week, remember that simple little verse. The verse that reminds us that I bring you good news of great joy for all the people, unto you. And the angels were speaking to the shepherds who didn't have a baby born in their family, didn't have an extra mouth to feed, but still unto you, the ordinary shepherds, is born this day, the city of David, a Savior. The joy of the Lord that came. And so the Savior has come, and he's brought hope and everlasting life and good news of great joy. And I believe he's still here, and he's still at work. And despite the hard things that come, there's an underlying joy that the Savior has come, and he's still here. The angels may have gone away, the shepherds might have left, but the joy of the Lord, it's still here. And we need to hold on and look for that. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, as we're gathered here today, thank you for a little bit of joy. And thank you, Lord, that somewhere in the darkness, as we gather together as people to worship, some are gathering on Zoom, some are gathering virtually, some are gathering in person, Lord, somehow we need to be around other people, because there's a joy that's shared, especially among believers, a joy and a hope that's there even in the hard times and the wars that we're fighting. Lord, this war with COVID is a worldwide thing, and the disease has invaded our land and our homes and our precious loved ones, and it's a weary world. And yet, Lord, there's a thrill of hope and a joy that can come as we trust you and as we look to you. There's a light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out. And so, Lord, as we are worshiping today, thank you for the joy that comes from you, and thank you that we can share that with others. Lord, help us to be contagious with joy as we go through this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.